Tes Zion Eor, Tuesday the 1st of May, Rabbi Moshe Bonin Kraus, putting back foods onto a cooker on Shabbos.
Morning, Rabbi Isai. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the third Perek of Shabbos, Kira, which is a cooking range, and a type of a certain type of oven, Shisikua Bakasha Vagavava, which was stoked, which was fueled rather, with kash, which is a type of the stubble of the straw stubble of a gavava, and a different type of similar type of fuel. There's no problem with cooking on it, having a pot on it on Shabbos. However, the gefes of Eitzim, if it's a different type of fuel, wood and gefes, which is a different type of fuel which burns better, lo yiten ashi yigrov ad yiten asa efer. You may not leave your pot or put your pot back on it on Shabbos until you've done one of two Eitzes. Either yigroif, which means to remove the coals, yigroif, remove the coals, or to cover the coals with ashes. Those are the two ways to allow to leave your pot or to put your pot back onto the fire on Shabbos. I want to deal primarily with the second point of putting the pot back on Shabbos. Somebody called me with a shayla, who was after Shabbos, so it was a shayla la'acha ma'isa. He wanted to know, the thing was as follows. He had his cooking range, the top, the gas cooker at the top, the hob, and he doesn't work with a hot plate, which I think majority of people nowadays might work with hot plates. It's still from the old-fashioned people like me, who just have a blech on top of the gas, and you put your pots on it. And they noticed after Shabbos had come in that the cholent for tomorrow morning was cooking a bit too fiercely, and they were concerned that the water might boil away, and they're going to be left with a dry cholent at the best, perhaps a bit burnt, possibly even. So it was important to remove the pot away from the the koyach of the eish, move it off a little bit. So they did so. They moved it off to the side of the blech, where the fire wasn't there. They put it at the side of the blech. Still on the blech, but it was put to the side. It's okay that. And what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong. The point is, I came down in the morning and I noticed that the place where it was on the blech was too cold to make it as a gishmak a cholent. It was warm still, but it wasn't hot before the gishmak a cholent. And they wanted to know, are they allowed to put it back on the fire? Okay, so before I go into the details of this shayla, I first want to discuss some important points when we're talking about putting things back on the fire. The Eshta Aleph is, the first thing we have to know is that there's an Issa in the Torah called Bishul B'Shabbos. And any blech you'll have, and any Eitzah which the Mishnah tells us to cover the fire or to remove the coals, whatever you're doing, you cannot do Bishul on Shabbos. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, they told me about Abacha, perhaps a few years before I was there, and the family were traditional, and they had the blech, they knew about the blech, with the Shabbos urn on the blech, before the times of electric urns, the gas urn on the blech, and very religiously make sure that they took out from the blech, didn't take from anywhere else. The problem was, unfortunately, Rahman Nistan, when the water would tend to boil away, they would take some more water from the tap and fill the urn in, and unboiled water in the urn, proper Bishul B'Shabbos. Unfortunately, they were totally ignorant of the idea of the whole Yisoid. having a blech is not going to help to do chas v'shalom bishul b'shabbos. That's total amaratzas, obviously. So the ashta aleph is, you have to make sure that we're not dealing with an issue of bishul. Therefore, the poskim are very concerned, and they're mazi, and they warn us, and whenever you put something back on the fire, whichever allowance you may have, the ashta aleph, you have to make sure is that the food has been totally cooked before you put it back. Which means, if you take a pot off the fire, and you have intention to put it back, if that pot was completely cooked, you're allowed to put it back. Provided it's a covered flame, you're allowed to put it back. But if that pot has been not fully cooked, you are also to put it back.
A solid
food, which is once it's been cooked, you can put it back. But if a solid food, which has never been cooked, is also to put on the flame. That's bishul b'shabbos. There's a difference between solids and liquid, what Graham mentioned. There's a difference, and that is as follows. What happens if the food has been previously cooked, but it is cooled down? That's where there's a difference. That's what you mean, Graham. A difference between solid and liquid. A solid which has been cooked and cooled down, there's no bishul to it. Once a kugel is being baked and cooked, and whatever it might be, a piece of chicken, a dry piece of chicken being cooked, come off the flame, there's no bishul to heat it up again. However, a liquid, like a tea, water, or cholent, the liquid of the cholent, if it's cooled off, there's issue of bishul to put it back on the flame. So, in this particular case, the food and the liquid and the solid, both parts were still warm. They were not, hadn't cooled off. And there's a machlekes haposkim, there's a chiddush between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. But Ashkenazim holds like the remark, that as long as there is warmth in the food, warm to be considered, it's at least a warm food, then it's considered that it's not cooled off, and there's no bishul issue. So, let's leave that aside, there's no bishul issue in this particular case. The food has been cooked. It doesn't have to be yatzeh l'esbay, according to the machaba, the Rav Sfad must be yatzeh l'esbay still, if it's a liquid, but according to Ashkenazim, as long as it has some warmth in it that would be considered a warm, something warm, you'd enjoy the warmth of it, there's no bishul issue to go and put it and to do some bishul to it now. Because it's been cooked before, then it's not cooled off.
Let's say you have two pots on the blech, one a fully cooked chalice and a pot of soup. They're both in kiddushin, they're both on the blech, but the chalice is dried up. You can transfer the soup into the chalice.
You can, yes. You can. As long as they're both cooked, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's just to clarify that point, there's a side issue, which is not negiah here, that we have to ensure that there's no bishul problem here. So what is the problem? What could be the problem? We just mentioned from the Mishnah, that as long as you have grufa oy ketuma, which is known as ketuma, goruf, you've removed the coals, you've covered the coals, the present day application of that is a blech, and a hot plate is a similar heta to a blech. There are various opinions with regard to hot plates, actually three opinions with a hot plate, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds of the middle shitta that a hot plate has the same status as a blech, which means that you're allowed to leave things on the flame before Shabbos and you're allowed to put things back on the flame on Shabbos. It's considered like a blech. We won't go into exactly why, but that's the basis of it. If it's got only one setting and it's not the derech to cook on it, and besides the fact you've chosen to put your pot on such a reduced flame, it's the equivalent koyach of a blech. Right. So what could the problem be? We have a cooked food. This case was an actual blech. Why should there be any problem? And the reason why we have to clear and we have to discuss it is because the Gemara tells us later on in the sugya in Shabbos. Gemara says in the Amches or Beis, these things are all passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Zot the Gemara. Omer Rab Zrika, Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Tadoi, Lo Yishonu Elo She'odon B'yodon, Aval Anichon Al Gabi Kaka Osa. That we allow to replace a tafshil onto the fire on Shabbos, provided it's cooked and provided it's the covered flame, is provided you've still left it in your hand. But if you put it down on the ground, you may not put it back on the flame. Right. What's the idea of this? Why, if you put it on the ground, can't you put it back on the flame? Why not? What's the reason? The reason is because Chazal only allowed Chazorah. to reinstate the old matzav. But once you've made a major hefsek between the old matzav and the present matzav, it looks like you're doing a new bishul. The allowance is only to take something which was and it's still connected to replace it. But to do a new putting on, for instance, to take a kugel out of the fridge and put it on a blech on Shabbos is totally forbidden. Because Chazal only allowed to do chazora. Chazora is to review, to reinstate, to go over. If it's been on, you can put it back. But you cannot, you can never do a new putting on the flame. That you're not allowed to do. Even if there's no bishul issue and there's no other issues, but there's a problem, it's called nasina lachatchila. You're not allowed to put something initially on the flame. You may reinstate it and put it back, but you may not put it initially. Says the Gemara that if you've put it on the ground, and the equivalent nowadays would be putting it in the fridge, that constitutes hesachadas. It means that's indicated that this thing is no more to go back on the flame. Because you don't put things, if you want to take something off and put it straight back on the flame, you would never put it in the fridge. And you would never put it on the floor. So that would indicate that you're finished. And now you're starting again from scratch, which is awesome. Right. So it has to be oydon beyodon. Now how do we paskin about this point? I'm not going through the whole Gemara, there's various opinions in the Gemara. So, again, there's a difference of opinion here between the Machab and the Ramah, Sfadim and Ashkenazi. The Shitta of the Ramah, I'll just read out the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, Kira Shehi Grufa Kutuma Vanot Lakderim Aleha, a covered flame which you took the pot off. Filu B'Shavs Mutalach Zira, allowed to put it back. Calls Manshi Resachas, provided it's hot. This is the Ramah speaking. It's got to be in your hand. The Machaber doesn't hold of this piece of Gemara Oida Beyodi. He passes like another man, the Omer. But the Ramah says that the Ashkenazim have to be Machmeh here, and you have to have it still in your hand. Yeah. Not put it on the ground. And you have to have Das to put it back. Now that's another piece of Gemara. So Ramah is telling us there are a number of conditions you need. And the most negeh for us is these two points. It has to be still on your hand, and it has to be that you have das to put it back. You have two points. You've got to take it, that's how we do, that's when you take a pot off the frame, you're supposed to hold it in your hand. Now holding your hand might not necessarily mean holding up in the air. If you put it down on the counter and keep your hand on it, that might also be called oida biyodoi. Someone to be machmeh has to be slightly raised, but the consensus of opinion of the poskim is the kula, as long as your hand is still on it, that's called oida biyodai. If you put it on the worktop, you've got your hand on it, oida biyodai. Plus, das lachse. You got your das to put it back. Very nice. That's in the case of the ideal situation. Now this case, which was asked, the case of the story which I mentioned, and they took the pot off, put it away from the fire. Now, let's first analyze what the status of this pot is when it's been put on the blech, but it's away from the fire. How do we look at it? Is that like putting on the ground? Is that like putting on the worktop? What status? Is it like just being on the fire? Perhaps it's on the fire. If you have something on the fire and you move it a bit closer to the fire, that's not chazorah. That's just putting it close. There's no problem with that. The whole problem is if you're taking it off the fire to put it back. But if you just put it a bit away, that's not a problem. The problem here is that a area in the blech, which is not Yad Seledesboy, it's a shiloh, it's 45, anywhere between 45 and 75 degrees centigrade. Let's go to Chumrah, 45 degrees centigrade. Anything which is not Yad Seledesboy, your hand will not be get burnt on it, get too hot for it, is, according to the Mishabura, that place is not considered part of the Kira. It's not considered part, it's got no shaykhus. It's not, according to the Mishabura, he says you can take out a piece of kugel from the fridge, provided it's fully cooked, and put it on an area on the blech, which is not Yaseledesboy. You can put it on the blech, not Yaseledesboy, because you've not put it on the fire. Since it's so cool, and not only that, Mishabura holds, even if the area would your hand would get burnt when you put your hand on it, but if the food would not get heated at this point, it's also mutter. Has to be that area, according to Mishabura, has to be a place where the food be, the Olim is quite surprised. I read that Loshon of Mishabura. It's a cotton samaches. In Rishon Gimel samaches, he says, that we make it, we say the problem, the whole problem is only if you put it on a place where through the heat it will become yatzeledespoy. But if you don't, it's mutter. And again, he repeats in Sivkot and Samach Tes the same idea. He says it again. It could be Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin, I think it is. Samach Zayin. So only asked if the kedera can come a sachas. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to take something out of the fridge, a piece of kugel, put it on the blech, on a place where the food would not become yatzeh at this point. That's not the flame at all. It's not the fire. The Mishnah says at the beginning of kira, kira shisikula. This is not the kira. This is, as I think, a place, not connected. Now, follows from there, oibazoi, that I had a kugel on the flame, which I took out from the fridge on Erev Shabbos, for example, or even on Shabbos, and I put it on that area of the blech, which is cold, coolish, not cold, but warm, but not so warm, like we just explained. And now I want to move it from there and put it onto the fire. I can't do that, obviously. Why? Because that's not considered on the fire. You can't be Oyches Achev Shnei Roshim. You can't get the best of both worlds. You can't tell me, yes, it's not part of the fire, therefore I can take it from the fridge and put it on the blech, but I'm allowed to take it from that area and put it on the fire. Of course not. You can't either make your mind up. If you consider this not being part of the kira, then obviously you may not put it on the fire. You can't do it.
So by on the blech, you can't put it immediately over the fire. You can put it on the side of the fire. Right?
Yes. You can put it on the side of the fire, the side of the fire where there's no fire, and it has to make sure that it's very. You have to be very careful though that it's only coolish and it's not going to make the food yatzeh ledespoy. That would be awesome. Yeah. Quite far away.
Sorry, and then the chelik where you are allowed to put it, you could even put a liquid then.
Which, if it was cool,
the
chelik
which is cool, the chelik of the blech that's cool.
Oh yeah, that's right. If you're not going to get ledespoy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to get to yatzeh ledespoy. You could put down a solid or a liquid.
Liquid. You could put liquid as well because it's not going to get cooked. That's right. In chanam. I want to warm it up a little bit. A bit warmer.
Yeah.
Okay. So that case which I mentioned. Solid. Yeah. I mean, it's time, but
the
No, because it's come straight from the fridge. You're not allowed to do nesina lechatchila. We're only allowed to do chazara. We're not allowed to put something from nowhere onto the blech. A blech is only had to do chazara, not to do a new nesina.
Put it on a pot.
On top of that, yeah, that would go with, yeah. If you put it onto a full pot full of food, that's mutter, and many poskim are making to put an upside down container on top of the blech and make with that as well. That's a special heter. Yeah, I'm not going for it. No, not if it's without a bishul. I'm not dealing with bishul now. I'm dealing with without bishul. Okay, so it's getting a bit complicated. Just to get back to the case. Basically, let's go back to the case. The case was, this case actually happened in Bnei Barak. But they didn't need me to answer the shayla, but they discussed it with me after Shabbos, yeah, having a Bnei Brak. And any case, so the pot was on the fire again, it was the cholent, it was on the blech in a hot place, and they moved it off, and they realized that place, not off, they put it on the blech, but it was not, the food was not yatzeh ledespoy. The food was not, it was warm, but not yatzeh ledespoy. Now, according to what we've explained, they've now, in effect, taken it off the fire. Yeah, that's off the fire. Now, we said, Mishnah Berurah Paskens, Shulchan Aruch says, Rama, to put something back, you need to have a few conditions. One of them is, oida b'yoda, is still in your hand. Was this in the hand? Absolutely not. It was not in the hand at all. Hey, oida b'yoda. Second condition, da'atoy lachzorin. You need to have das to put back. Did you have das to put back? Definitely not. You thought you'd just keep it there. No, he didn't have das to put back. They thought it would be good enough to keep it there till the Shabbos morning meal. That would be sufficient. They had no das to replace it back onto the fire. So the chayav have none of the two conditions. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bi'alocha, if you have one out of the two conditions, you can still put it back. Let's say you kept it in your hand, but you thought I'm going to keep it off, and then you change your mind. But Mokum Tzorek Shabbos, you can put it back. Or you didn't put it in your hand. It's not in your hand. You put it down on the worktop. Not in the fridge. The fridge says not. But you put it on the worktop. And you had das to put it back. You left your hand, came off it. You could also put it back. But this case, the chayav got none of the two. Because the they put it down, it was on the end of the blech, A. B, they had no das to put it back. However, Laisa, in this case, it's mutter. Because for both reasons, for Emma's, both reasons do apply. You've got both heterim. Now, very surprised, why should both heterim apply? It's not either b'yodoi, and it's not that alas, none of the two. But Emma's, we have both, really. And this is a chiddush of the Achroinim, Shlomo Zalman, and others. They say that we see from the Gemara that oida b'yodoi is not dafka oida b'yodoi. The Gemara comes along and says, what happens if you put it down on a chair? What's the din? Can you put it back on the fire? Now, there's a Gemara's understanding that it doesn't have to be dafka in your hand. The main thing is you've not put it down on the ground. Putting on the ground is a siluk das, or that present day putting in the fridge. That is a siluk das. But something which is halfway between the two is in transit. You put it down on a table or a chair or worktop. That's debatable. It's not nishtahi nishtahe. It's a bit between the two. So the Gemara's not sure about it, Amaisa. The Gemara's not sure about it. It's a sophic. It's a sophic. It's not clear. So that's the Rishon Zalman. But that's all if you put it on the chair, on the table, the worktop. There we can be mesuper. But if you put it on the blech, where you still want to keep the warmth, that is like oita biyodo. It's the same idea. The main thing is you've still got das for the. You still want it to be connected to the fire. It's still got a shaychus with the fire. The very fact that it's still warming up, that itself connects you to the fire. It doesn't have to be literally in your hand. The main thing is that there's a connection to the fire, and this is sufficient connection, the fact that I want it to remain warm. And Rabbi Dasha says the same svarna as well. Rabbi Falchi also agrees to this. And so, according to these achrim, it's a chiddush. You know, it's a chiddush. It's not written in Shulchan Aruch. It's a svara. You know, you could say, perhaps we should look for another sniff, another tziruf to be matted, because it's the svara of the Achroin in which it's not written anywhere set in stone that it has to be, but they tie in svara that would be the case. So that is a very strong svara to be made.
If you moved it so far, it became really cold.
It didn't come really cold.
You made a mistake.
If it became really cold, it's different. But I'm talking in a place where it still retains the warmth.
It does.
That's
right. I say it does. Huh? It definitely does. I do all the time. Well, it definitely does stay hot.
It stays warmish.
Doesn't go cold.
He told me the bottom was quite warmish, was hottish, and the top was only warmish. So the mice it still retains the warmth. So we've got this Svara of Achroinim. But it's nice to find another tziruf because at the end of the day, like I explained, it's not written in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Svara, you know, a Svara. You can say Ahin, you can say Ahah. You know, it's not. You can debate about it. So it would be nice to find another tziruf to be making in this case.
What's the possible line? You can move it round on the blech on Shabbos.
You can move it on the blech on Shabbos. Oh, so Shlomo Zalman says, he writes that the minhag of people is that they move things which from the hot place of the blech to the warmish place of the blech, and he's talking where they have das, that the next morning they're going to put it back. Yes. Das put it back. He says it's malam b'tzchus on the oilim. He says that's okay because of this svar. You've got both conditions. It's called oida b'yodoi because since it's still in a warmish place, it's okay. And you've got das lach. So the maisa one was b'meichel k'mesei mechlakel. No problem. Yeah, well, he brings the minhag. Shlomo Zalman says, that's the minhag. He says it's okay. He says it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, yeah?
When I'm transferring my soup, yeah. Liquidize the chowder batter,
yeah.
I should take the chowder off the plate.
Yeah, because of that gossa. Yeah, you should. Yeah, it's better to take...
The same Kurdish part of the bread.
Yeah. That would be good, Aitza. Because of that gossa. Take it, yeah, you won't put it... Yeah. Yeah, the question is if you want to put water from the urn, let's say, or from a chicken soup into the cholent to stop it boiling away, what's the best way to do it? So that's right, you shouldn't actually pour it in over the main flame, put it off the flame and then pour it on. Or you could take the whole cholent and put it under the Shabbos urn and let the tap go on, as long as you make sure that the steam of the meat doesn't go straight onto the Shabbos urn, it makes Shabbos urn meaty. So you just take the lid off a bit earlier so the steam evaporates, and then you put it under the Shabbos urn, and then the water would flow in, and then that would be okay. Yeah, but you're not supposed to pour. You put it on the flame, but you're not on the actual fire. Otherwise, it's hagosa. Right.
You could put your ladle into the soup, make it into a kedushin, and then pour the soup into the chowder.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to do it. Yeah, he's pointing out you're not supposed to keep the cholent on the fire while on the actual flame. Put it off the flame a little bit to the side. Otherwise, it's like stirring. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. The question is, whether we can use, say another svar as well, to be, say, it's even more permitted here. And we mentioned that this person put the pot in that new area, the cold, the warm area, let's call it, he put it not thinking they're going to put it back. Now, they put it there with under kind of false pretenses, as it were. They put it under with a toss. They put it there thinking it's a warm place. Yeah, they would never have put it there had they known it's so cold. They would never have put it there. They put it there because they're hoping the next morning it's going to remain there and be athletic by it. So they, to their dismay, discovered the next morning that this place is cooler than they reckoned with. They didn't think it's going to be so cold. They thought it would be nice and hot and be a gishmak, just not so boiling hot. It's still going to be yatzed, so it's going to be a nice gishmak for the Shabbos meal. And when it came to Lamaisa, they ended up realizing it's been pushed off the flame and it's now, as it were, come off the fire.
Too cold.
Now it's too cold for comfort, they have to put it back on. Now what's the din if a pot falls off the flame by mistake on its own? Or, more shriach, the flame goes out. Very nagia, the flame goes out. Flame, are you allowed to go to your neighbour? You've got an Arab, you're allowed to go to your neighbour and bring it over to the neighbour. Yeah? Right? Is that mutter? Now, if you think about it, the question is that called datoy lachsoy or is it not datoy lachsoy? Yeah, if something falls off the flame, have you got datoy lachsoy? It falls off the flame or the fire goes off. Have you got das to put it back? No, definitely not. But have you got das not to put it back? Also not. You have no das whatsoever. Yeah. Is the main thing, yeah, when we make call to put something back on the fire, bedate lachso, with you've got das to put it back, is the main thing you need positive das to put it back? Or the main thing is you're not allowed to have negative das not to put it back? A very important shine of that. What's the main point? The nafkamini is the flame goes off, nafkamini is if it falls off, nafkamini is in this case. Because this case, you put it on the wrong place with the toss. You never had das not to put it back. Your whole das was batas, you can't call that das. Same shine is, if a person took the pot off the fire on Friday night, put it down on the worktop, took his hand off it, and he realized this is the cholent, it's not the chicken soup. What do you do now? Took it off by mistake, it's the cholent, it's not the chicken soup. Right? So, you've taken your hand off it, you've got no das to put it back, yeah, but you didn't have das not to put it back. Because your das not to put it back was batas. You thought this was the chicken soup. Had you noticed the shalit, we never have das not to back, so your whole das doesn't count. So long the shirt nukud at this point.
It's easy, so you off.
It's off, but the maisa, our thought of it time to mark. The maisa at this point is the machlekes, Rabbi Kvega and Rav Shach. Rabbi Kvega holds the main thing is you not have das. He's meikul. The ik is not negative das. The raya from Rabbi Kvega. The main thing is negative das to have das not to put it back. And Rav Shach holds the main thing is you need das to put it back. But the Maestro Bekvega, a Sif Kosov, is a Paisik, and Bialocha brings it down. So, Kundra Bekvega, this case is also Mutter, because of the same reasoning. That what was my das? My das was to put it there on the assumption that it's hot. So, even though I didn't have das to put it back on the flame, but the being not on the flame is not, it's not me having das not to put back, because my whole das was batas. So there's another colour. And a third colour is to be making in this case. So we've got two colours. Firstly, it's called Oida Biyodo, contribution of Zalman and many Poskim. Secondly, according to Rabbi Kvega, this is called Datoy Lachzoy, because the main thing is you didn't have das not to put back. And the third shitter is the Ramah holds, brings a minig, which the Ramah brings that if you took something off the flame on Shabbos, and even without any conditions, you had no Datoy Lachzoy, and you had no Oida Biyodo, you can also put it back because they rely on the shita of the Ran. The Ran holds, if something was taken off the flame on Shabbos, then you don't need all these various conditions and you can just put it back straight away. As long as Grufa Ketuma, as long as you don't need Das Lachsa, you don't need Eid Biyodai. And Ramah's not so happy about it. Mishmur is certainly not happy about it. But the Chazanish holds that you can be making the Shasat Chak. If, as long as it didn't put it on the ground, as very negay, if a person took a pot off the flame and took their hand off it and had no das lachzor, b'shas adchak, the chaznish holds its mutter, as long as it didn't put it down on the ground, put it on the worktop, etc. So, according to Mizvaita mutter here, because this case is certainly not called on the ground. So we've got a third svara.
the Ran, that something, this happened on Shabbos, they took it off the fire on Shabbos. So because of all these svaras, I would say it's kosher and mahadrin, and I wish them a good appetite, and they should enjoy the Shabbos meal.